committed to memory, set to music, and still I did not have the key we sought, nor what the lady hoped to find. The cross-referencing was taking forever. The spelling of names in pre-domination and domination times had been free-form. Tel-Curry is one of those languages where various letter combinations can represent identical sounds. Pain in the damned fundament. I do not know how much Darling told the others. I was not at the big meeting. Neither was the lady. But word came out. The company was moving out. One day to get ready. Topside, near nightfall, on my crutches, I watched the wind whales arrive. There were 18 of them, all summoned by Father Tree. They came with their mantas and a whole panoply of plain sentient forms. 3 dropped to the ground. The hole puked up its contents. We began boarding. I got a ration because I had to be lifted, along with my papers, gear, and crutches. The whale was a small one. I would share it with just a few people. The lady, of course. We could not be separated now. And Goblin. And One-Eye. And Silent, after a bloody sign battle, for he did not want to be separated from Darling. And Tracker. And the Child of the Tree, for whom Tracker was guardian and I was in loco parentis. I think the wizards were supposed to keep an eye on the rest of us, though little they could have done had a situation presented itself. Darling, the lieutenant, Elmo, and the other hands boarded a second wind whale. The third carried a handful of troops and a lot of gear. We lifted off, joined the formation above. A sunset from 5,000 feet is unlike anything you will see from the ground, unless you are atop a very lonely mountain. Magnificent. With darkness came sleep. One eye spelled me under. I still had a good deal of swelling and pain. Yes, we were outside the null. Our whale flew the far flank from Darling, specifically for the lady's benefit. Even then, she did not give herself away. The winds were favorable, and we had the blessing of Father Tree. Dawn found us passing over Horse. It was there the truth finally surfaced. Taken came up, all in their fish carpets, armed to the gills. Panic noises wakened me. I got Tracker to help me stand. After one glance at the fire of the rising sun, I spied the Taken drifting into guardian positions around our whale. Goblin and them expected an attack. They howled their hearts out. Somehow, One Eye found a way for it all to be Goblin's fault. They went at it. But nothing happened. Almost to my surprise, too. The Taken merely maintained station. I glanced at the lady. She startled me with a wink. Then, we all have to cooperate, whatever our differences. Goblin heard that. He ignored One Eye's ranting for a moment, stared at the Taken. After a bit, he looked at the lady. Really looked. I saw the light dawn. In a more than normally squeaky voice, and with a truly goofy look, he said, "I remember you." He remembered the one time he had had a sort of direct contact with her. Many years ago, when he tried to contact Soulcatcher, he had caught her in the tower, in the lady's presence. She smiled her most charming smile, the one